It's time for Crave's Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout, coming to you from Pensacola, Florida. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Swarthout will share from his heart and bring you a message from the Word of God. We would like to invite you to visit our website at christiansforamerica.com. That's Christians, the number four, America.com. It is our prayer that you will be blessed and encouraged by today's message. And now, Crave's Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout from Pensacola, Florida.
Hello, everyone. My name is Pastor Don Swarthout, and I am the pastor of the Gospel Truth Center. Today, Crave writes more than 1.5 million letters to Christians every year. We write to these people to tell them about their Christian rights and how they are being stolen from them by the ACLU, the Supreme Court, our legislature, and others. One day, the Lord said to me, "You do not have a political problem in your country today. What you have is a religious problem." The message that I have today is a two-edged sword. First, I believe that God has called me to be a watchman for our nation. And secondly, I know that Jesus Christ is the answer to absolutely all of our questions. Therefore, I operate both as a watchman for our nation and as a follower of Jesus Christ. I have come to realize that the principles of God are very different from the doctrines or decisions of men. The principles of God are clearly taught over and over again in the Bible. The doctrines of men are simply the opinions of men. We must follow God and not the doctrines of men. Recently, I read a book called The Dream Giver by Bruce Wilkinson. This book spoke to me in a very positive way. On the cover, the book says, "Meet Ordinary, a nobody who leaves behind his usual job and the land of familiar to pursue his big dream." Once the dream giver convinces Ordinary to leave his comfort zone, he begins a journey of a lifetime, overcoming border bullies, the wasteland, and the giants. The book made me ask myself, what is your dream? The book convinced me that I had to pursue my dream, no matter what it costs. Today I want to talk to you about the dream that God has placed in my heart and how your big dream can come true for you. My big dream, really, I think, looking back, began in the early 50s. I was watching wrestling at my grandparents' house, and as I watched, I became upset because the bad guy was cheating in order to win the match versus the good guy. I even cried as I watched and said something about the referee who didn't seem to see the bad guy cheating. My parents tried to tell me that it was all made up, but I couldn't really quite grasp that idea. My dream began right then, at that very moment. My dream was to see all the people in the world desire to want to do the right thing, to see everyone fight their fights fairly, and to see everyone in the world get saved. That very moment was the beginning of my dream. In America, it used to be that we believed if you worked hard, lived within a set of rules, and were honest, you would be successful. There was a time when the American dream was for anyone who would pursue it. However, something has happened to our thinking. Our founders used to believe in our dreams, which they thought that we could accomplish our dreams with God's help. Today, We have made the government responsible for helping us to achieve our goals. And we seem to become convinced that we should reach our goals without believing in God or without God's help. We have even passed laws against the will of God. We have become rich in America. We apparently have too much time on our hands to think about things instead of being doers of the Word of God. This idea has led us to the point where some people think it would be a good idea to just give everything to everybody that they want without requiring them to do anything for themselves. Today, we incorrectly think our government is our source for everything, instead of remembering that God is our true source for everything. In my opinion, thinking like that means the people of America have forgotten the principles of God. I mean, what happened to the truth in America? If you worked hard, kept your nose clean, and were honest, you would be successful. What happened to the truth that it was wrong to cheat on your income taxes or to cheat on your spouse? What happened to the truth that marriage was forever? What happened to the truth that if a man were to lie with another man as if he were a woman, it is an abomination to God? What happened to the truth if you were not married, it was not okay for you to get pregnant just because you wanted to have a baby? What happened to the truth that all life is precious and should not be thrown away just because you want to get rid of a baby? A baby that is alive and growing inside your womb. What happened to the truth that you should not spend more than you take in or borrow more than you can repay? Today, our federal government bails out the lender who loans money to the borrowers and knows that they cannot repay him. Our own government has become the prime example of our uncontrolled spending. Let me assure you that you cannot run your household budget the way we allow our federal government to run theirs. When George Bush was elected president, we had a national debt of a little more than $5.7 trillion. The fact that the national debt has more than doubled tells us how far out of whack our thinking and spending is. Officially, our national debt stands at $14.2 trillion, which amounts to a stack of $1,000 bills more than 900 miles high. There soon will be a bill before the Congress to raise our national debt once again. That's going to be in the next couple of months. And let me guarantee you that will be raised rather than lowered. Could it be that our government will spend the U.S. dollar out of existence to make our dollar absolutely worthless on purpose? Some people see inflation as the answer to our debt problem. We could pay the bills off that way with inflated dollars. Will our Constitution become a thing of the past because our government will establish a North American Union and a new Constitution? Could it be that the United States, Canada, and Mexico will become the new North American Union, with the Amero being our currency, which, by the way, practice runs have already been made of the Amero? If this is not true, why are we all at once spending trillions of dollars? Let me guarantee you, nobody else is talking about these questions. Today, we pride ourselves on having a Supreme Court that keeps finding new laws, which they say are hiding in our Constitution. I guess the Supreme Court believes that these laws were hidden in our Constitution more than 220 years ago, and that they are just now discovering them. Today, we seem to put more emphasis on making our morals our own choice, rather than choosing to obey what God tells us in His Word. We seem to have gotten to a place where everything, including our morals, are open for discussion. We put more emphasis on doing what feels good instead of putting emphasis on God's teachings. What about doing what he is simply saying, being simply right? You know, if we would do that, we would be doing the right thing. It used to be God was more real to us than He is today. Today, too many of us scoff at God, and we are making laws which also scoff at God. What is wrong with America? Well, what is wrong with America is found in our way of thinking. The incorrect way of thinking has found its way into our government and into most of our people. We seem to have forgotten that we earn our freedom by being willing to live within a set of rules. Instead, we act like it is okay to live our lives without any rules. According to Ben Franklin, we established a republic and not a democracy. A republic is built on the laws of our nation, and those laws are built upon God's principles. I have looked for an answer to these questions for many years. I frequently have asked myself, what is wrong with America? I have looked at a simple explanation, and I believe that I have found some answers. I settled upon 3 points about what is wrong with America. These 3 points are, 1, we have forgotten to follow the principles of God, which are clearly written in the Bible by God Himself. The principles of God are the mainstay of our Christianity. We must keep in mind that God wrote the Bible and men did not. 2, we have forgotten to follow the principles of our founding fathers, who clearly wrote them down in our Constitution. Unless we follow these principles, we will continue on a path toward being a more secular socialist nation. Our founding fathers wrote the Constitution. The Supreme Court did not. 3, we are not united as much as Christian Americans anymore. The division of the church is one of the biggest lies the devil has ever told us. In the early days of our nation, nearly all of us went to church every Sunday. This is just not true today. The doctrines of men will not provide us with a real relationship with Jesus Christ. We must have heart knowledge of Jesus Christ and not just head knowledge. Our founding fathers understood that good government was based upon the principles of God, and followed them in their everyday lives. Why did they live by following the principles of God and the principles of Constitution? The principles of the Constitution were based upon the Bible. Patrick Henry once said, "It cannot be emphasized too often, too strongly, that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ." How much clearer could Patrick Henry have made it? My favorite founding father quote was by John Quincy Adams, who said the greatest glory of the American Revolution was this. It connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity. One of my favorite biblical scriptures comes from Jesus when he said in Matthew 22 and 21, "Render therefore unto Caesar what is Caesar, and unto God what is God's." In this quote, John Quincy Adams both recognized our government and Christianity in one sentence. More importantly, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, gave recognition to government and Christianity in one sentence also. He said, "Render to Caesar what is Caesar's, and that is government, and unto God what is God's, and that is the principles of Christianity." From these quotes, it is clear that our founders understood that Christianity was meant to be applied directly to our government. These same people who wrote our Constitution, the U.S. Congress, also ordered the first Bibles ever shipped into America. And the United States Congress attended church in the U.S. Capitol building every Sunday. In 1775, Pastor Peter Muhlenberg was preaching a message from the book of Ecclesiastes. And he said in the language of the Holy Writ, "There is a time to preach and a time to fight. Now is the time to fight." Then Muhlenberg threw off his clerical robes and underneath revealed a Revolutionary Army uniform. That very afternoon, Pastor Muhlenberg marched off to war and took 300 men with him to fight against the British troops. John Peter Muhlenberg was a real pastor, one who was respected and looked up to as a member of the clergy. Pastors were the real leaders in our nation at that time, and returning to their principles would be a great idea. Today we say Christians should not be involved in politics. That is plainly hogwash. We are to apply our Christianity to absolutely everything in our lives. Nearly everyone in America listened to their pastor as he preached about their freedom and sovereignty of their nation. The difference was John Peter Muhlenberg put his money where his mouth was as he marched off to war. My dream is very simple, really. I want to see an America that follows the principles of God one more time. I want to see an America that believes in God for absolutely everything once again. I want to see an America that is dependent upon the principles of God. My dream is to see a world where we all believe God is real. My dream is to see a world where everyone knows that God will always be there if we just believe in Him. My dream is for Democrats, Republicans, and Independents to stop saying what their party tells them to say. They should ask themselves, what is best for America? Then they should vote that way instead of voting the way their party tells them to vote. My dream is to see Democrats, Republicans, and Independents all become Americans first instead of being members of different parties. My dream is to see an America that will stop wasteful spending, stop the growing national debt, and truly balance the budget this year. My dream is to see pastors in America to be able to freely speak and say, we believe in the sanctity of life. We believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. We believe that homosexuality is an abomination to God. My dream is to see the people of America become convicted for their sins. My dream is to see them want to do the right things in their lives. by wanting to do the right things in their lives, they will also want to find their personal salvation. We must return to being a nation like our founding fathers established. We must once again become a nation where the vast majority of people find their own salvation. We must return to being a nation of godly people if we're ever to become great once again. Talking about my dream reminds me of a Saturday in July of 2008 when I went to an Atlanta suburb, Marietta, Georgia, to take some pictures of my great-great-grandfather's grave. Now, I had never thought about my great-great-grandfather before that day. Neither had I ever been to his grave. His name was Orsamus Swarthout, and he died on July the 12th, 1865, from injuries he suffered in the Civil War. Orsamus was 44 years old when he lost his life in Montgomery, Alabama. Strangely, he had been in the U.S. Army when he was a much younger man and had re-enlisted when he was 40 years old. I took the pictures of Orsamus' grave and left the cemetery. It really wasn't a big deal until that very night, when my wife and I were staying in a hotel in Cleveland, Tennessee. At 3:32 a.m., God got me out of bed thinking about Orsamus Swarthout. As I sat in that dark room, God caused me to ask myself, what makes a 40-year-old man leave his family in Streator, Illinois, to join the U.S. Army again and to leave his family behind and march or ride a horse to Montgomery, Alabama, to fight in the Civil War, which all led up to his death. As I thought about it, it became clearer to me. I believe Orsamus Swarthout was a dreamer. I believe he dreamed of a nation which was free of slaves. I believe Orsamus had a dream so compelling, I believe he had to fight for his dream because he knew in his heart he was doing the right thing. Suddenly, I realized something in that hotel room in Cleveland, Tennessee. It dawned on me that I had come from a long line of dreamers. Then the idea hit me. I knew immediately I had to carry out my dream. My dream is to tell everyone in America the same things that I have been telling you today. What is your dream? That is a question that we must all ask ourselves. Orsamus, baby, I'm a dreamer too. Until we meet again, I want to thank you.
This has been Crave's Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout from Pensacola, Florida. We pray that today's program has been a blessing to you. For more information, visit us online at www.christiansforamerica.com. Once again, that's Christians, the number four, America.com. Or visit thegospeltruthcenter.com. We would love to hear from you. You can write Pastor Swarthout at 4677 Belvedere Circle, Pace, Florida, 32571. Or you can email Pastor Don at swarthout5, that's the number 5, at AOL.com. Or call 850-736-8613. Once again, that's 850-736-8613. Thank you for listening to Crave's Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout. We look forward to hearing from you.